Laughter is a tricky little thing. We all do it. In fact, I'd hazard a guess and say that you've probably laughed a little bit already today. A little bit presumptuous? Sure, yeah. But then I do have some stats to back it up. Well, I say stats, I've got one statistic, but wait, that's fine, we can work with that. Anyway, the average human being laughs 17 times a day, which is nice. In fact, if you think about it, laughter is around a lot. There are industries built around laughter. Comedians wouldn't have a job if we didn't laugh. Sitcoms would just be situations or sits. And every film or book that we ever saw or read would probably leave you feeling a little bit, well, down. Laughter is, however, a bit odd. For one thing, why do we do it? I mean, seriously, why does hearing a joke result in a laugh? I mean, we eat to get energy to stay alive. We sneeze for some reason or another, I'm not overly sure. But, I mean, humans are one of the only species that laughs. But why? Might as well start with a little bit of a definition of what laughter is. Laughter is, well, it's the physiological response to humour. It's both a production of sound and a set of gestures, and essentially the brain at some point just decides to put a little bit of pressure on both of those and then you laugh. Typically, 15 facial muscles contract and move your upper lip up. It does have a technical name, but I can't pronounce it, so I won't mention it here. And then, rather lovingly, your breathing gets a bit messed about by the larynx half closing, hence why you need to gasp for air. And then if you're feeling particularly lucky, your tear ducts open and your face goes all red and whatnot. And then again, if having all of that going on wasn't enough, then on an even better day, your body might decide to move some of your other muscles in your arms or your legs, for example. And speaking from experience, this can result in falling off your chair, so probably best not to tell jokes when you're standing at a cliff edge. All of that is great, but is there a reason why we laugh? Perhaps an underlying Darwinian theory? Well, John Moriel, who's a philosopher, he's got an idea. Philosophers usually do. John Moriel suggested that laughter was a gesture of shared relief at the passing of danger. Laughter relaxes you and prevents a fight or flight response. So it's a display of trust of those you're with. So for example, if a tiger walked past and you were with a group of people and you all went silent while you waited for the tiger to pass, hoping that he wouldn't see you, and then once he has then passed, you might all laugh as a group collectively. Hopefully not too loudly, because then the tiger might hear you, cotton on, turn round and then devour you. But anyway, that's just one theory. A few other people reckon that laughter is about bonding and strengthening your relationship with others, which is probably the case, as you laugh most with friends in a nice, comfortable environment. And this also contributes to the whole contagious laughter thing, as you probably end up laughing as some kind of positive desire to be close to everyone and not feel left out. Probably. No look at laughter would be complete without hearing what Freud has to say on the matter, but mostly because it will digress quite quickly onto sex, we won't dwell too long on this. Freud, in his infinitely superior wisdom, said that humour, a prefix to laughter, occurred when the conscious allowed the expression of thoughts that society usually suppressed or forbade. We then laugh at the relief of these thoughts spurting out, which he's probably mostly right about. But then this is the same man who's convinced by, well, a lot. He's a bit odd, to be fair. Now for a little complex stuff, where I may well use some sciencey words. But then, I did just use the word sciencey, so feel free to accept that it will probably be fine. Gelotology, which instantly makes me think of jelly, is the physiological study of laughter. Some things that we now know, some that we don't. What we do know is that laughter follows a similar pattern in the brain to that of solving problems. Anyway, some rather clever chaps did a study using some machine to measure brain activity and found that if someone was exposed to something potentially funny, then an electrical wave passed through the cerebral cortex. If the wave was negatively charged, laughter occurred. If it stayed positive, nout, nothing, nada, not a sausage. What these clever chaps and chapettes, I'm not overly sure on the gender specifics of the group, anyway, what they found was the following. The left side of the cortex analysed the words and structure of the joke. The frontal lobe does something, not exactly sure what, but it does something. Then the right side of the cortex does some analysis to get the joke. The activity then shifts to the back of the brain to the sensory processing area, which deals with the visual signals. And then the brain stimulates the motor sections to generate a physical response from the body. What's most noticeable from all of this is that laughter and humour seem to go everywhere around the brain, whilst other emotions seem to stick to one place, which is a bit odd. There are three main theories of humour, as there was always going to be. Everybody loves Freeze. Free of this, free of that. Freeze are cool. Anyway, the first theory, as we've already touched upon, is the relief theory. Note at this point, I did air quotes to highlight the first of the three. Tension is high, things are strained, and the moment when things are just about unbearable, some light relief is used. Our body then responds with a laugh, a means of releasing all of that tension. This is where dark humour comes from as a way of coping with highly stressful situations. Secondly, is the superiority theory. Again, note the air quotes. This essentially boils down to laughing at other people's misfortune. The most obvious example would be watching someone fall over. It's funny at times, even if it is a bit weird. You feel superior and detach yourself from the situation, therefore laughing. Finally, is the incongruity theory. Again, air quotes. This happens when we're prepared for one scenario and given another. When logic is replaced by something unexpected. Our mind listens to the beginning of a joke and prepares for a logical answer based upon previous experiences, then suddenly is dealt with something new, taking it in a completely different direction. This confuses and baffles the mind, and rather brilliantly, the mind has decided that a suitable response to this is to laugh. So your mind is in effect saying, "What?" and then laughs. Which, of course, is completely logical. This is why wordplay works, why puns are so devastatingly funny, sometimes. The unexpected is brilliant for humour. There is no definitive theory of humour. There is no definitive reason why we laugh, and there may well never be. But what I can tell you is that, if nothing else, laughter is good fun.